Grace you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I came across this photo on a greeting card sometime back, and the card had written these words just below it, "Hang in there." Now we can look at a cute picture like this of an adorable kitten barely hanging on to the rope and get a nice smile and a little laugh out of it. And yet all of us know from experience that when you're in that kitten situation, it's no laughing matter. It's scary and unnerving. To reach the end of your rope and to be barely hanging on is about as bad as it gets. In fact, you all know that some people in that situation, when they have concluded that there is no way out, and there really is no hope for their situation, have even attempted to take their own lives. In the midst of the storm, they just can't see the blue skies beyond the clouds. Our message this morning is meant to remind you of one thing. To assure you that there is hope beyond the despair. There is joy beyond the sorrow. And there is life beyond the loneliness. In Christ and through Christ, the storm doesn't last forever. Those blue skies do emerge, and the end of your rope isn't the end of your life. Some 38 years ago, on a family vacation at a lake cottage, my dad told my mom that he didn't love her anymore. In fact, he wasn't sure that he had ever loved her. And so began my mother's 17-year slide into depression. For the next 17 years or so, I grew up and I lived with a mom who was on the edge, who was barely hanging on and barely keeping it together. The silly, laughing, engaging mother that I had grown up in the first 8 years of my life with was now lost in a world of heartache and self-doubt and self-loathing. There were times when we thought she might have to go away for a while to get help, get treatment, because her hold on life and reality was barely there. Now, I know that most of you who have met my mother over the years that I've been pastor here probably find that as quite a shock. Because those of you who have met my mother only now know a very vivacious, fun, talkative, loving woman. My mom just turned 79 years old a couple weeks back. And that 79-year-old walks 35 miles a week. She gets up early every morning between 5 and 6 miles a day. She works for money, a job still, 4 days a week caring for an older woman, cooking, doing laundry, shopping, and bathing her. She volunteers on some 20 different committees and groups at her church and in the Fort Wayne Lutheran community, serving in a leadership capacity on 7 of them. She visits shut-ins. She cooks for funerals. She corresponds with all the guests that come to church and still has friends throughout the nation that she still writes to by hand letters. from 5:30 a.m. in the morning when she wakes up to start her day with devotions, Bible study, and prayer until she lays her head down about midnight every night. She's on the go, exercising, serving, visiting, reading, and engaging with people. She has more friends and knows more people and is more active than anybody that I know. And she has a more joyful and laugh-filled life. I don't know of anybody that laughs as much as her than anyone I've ever encountered. And all of this is after 17 years of depression and sorrow. After she thought that her life was over. After she had come to the end of her rope. But you see, even amidst coming to the end of her rope, she hadn't given up hope. She had not given up hope. She had not lost her faith, and she hadn't lost sight of Jesus. In fact, just the opposite. It was Christ, and Christ alone, that kept her going, that gave her the strength and the courage to press on, even when her own strength was gone. I'd like to demonstrate that to you by reading to you two of the poems that she wrote. These were written in 1975, just 2 years into the storm. The first one is called Through the Deep Waters. It was written as she stared out the back of our house, looking out over a pond that we had in the back. I think here in Texas you'd call that a tank, but we called it a pond. And she wrote these words, "Through the deep waters, my Jesus is there, walking beside me and ready to share. When troubles swirl o'er me, he'll understand. He'll lend compassion and he'll hold my hand. Life without sorrows one cannot ask, but only for strength to equal the task. Though heavy the burden, though thorny life's road, the Savior is there to lighten the load. At times, I grow weary and even ask why. My faith starts to waver, I cannot deny. But despair that I will not, for Jesus is mine. Amid life's dark shadows, the sun shall still shine. Through the deep waters when I'm asked to go, they shall not engulf me, this I do know. I need not be fearful with him at my side. Jesus will save me from the swift flowing tide. Through the deep waters my Savior shall stay, close by my side for the whole journey's way. He'll bring me in safety to that golden shore where trials and troubles can reach me no more." The second poem is a free verse poem conceived in my mother's heart as she walked through the park one day in late fall, crushing the fallen leaves beneath her feet. She felt sad and thought about how the death of summer in nature was kind of like the death of a relationship. And she thought of the death that she was experiencing in her marriage, and yet of the hope that spring brings. And she wrote, "When is spring? The leaves turn brilliant, then they die. The trees go bare. Autumn's glory fades into dullness, drab and stark. Inside myself, I muse at nature's course and wonder what spring will bring. Then sadness wells within my heart. It's almost grief to watch such multi-hued beauty ebb. The winter snows begin. And to know that for me, spring will not come this year. Still, one day, with all the splendor of new birth, it shall return. That is the essence of my hope. In our Old Testament reading this morning, Isaiah reminded the downtrodden Israelites, and he reminded us, that they that wait upon the Lord, they that hope in the Lord, will renew their strength. There are better days ahead. God Himself will lift you up in His time, and He will bless you, and He will give you strength beyond measure. Paul informs us that God's power is made perfect in our weakness, and that when we are weak, then God is strong in us and for us. He also assures us that in Christ, we can do all things, that there is nothing that is impossible for us. And finally, our Lord Jesus Himself encourages us to take His yoke upon us, because He says that His yoke is easy and His burden is light. For you see, when you are yoked with Christ, your yoke is easy, your burden is light, because it is Christ who bears the load for you. He bore our sin on the cross. He conquered our death by rising from the grave. The abundant life that He came to earn for us through His death and His resurrection, He gives to us through faith. And He pours it out upon those who wait and those who hope in Him. I've read about this abundant life for years in the Scriptures. As I read about the great characters of the Bible, like Joseph or Job, or even the nation of Israel, I've seen now this abundant life in the life of both my mother, in the lives of people that I've ministered to through the years. And I've felt this life myself, as God has walked with me through my years of dealing with the double vision and the chronic pain. For those who wait on and hope in the Lord, the best is yet to come. So hang on to that rope and hold on to your hope, for God will renew your strength. And He will give you abundant life. That is His promise, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.